Praises Lounge. Praises and Radio Tsona.
This is the Observer. We're just observing right now. There's a couple of people looking a little bit confused. Alex is back. Hello.
Observing.
What was the project about observing?
It was NKGB in a gallery. You know which one?
Oh, the NGBK on Aranian Srasa. That my studio is upstairs from there. It's a really good gallery.
So yeah, it's, I like the galleries. In the video about observing, was really good. A woman in white shirts. She was walking around the white galleries and observing.
Beautiful. Was there anything in the gallery that she was observing?
I don't know, because she observed me, actually, because I was the audience, you know, and the video was shooting from this position that she observed me. You have to go and see.
I will.
It's a nice exhibition, actually. I mean, I like it. Every time I come to Berlin, I'm going to this place, because it's really nice. But Jody, tell me now, what is Traces? What is Traces? Traces is so sledi po slovensko. Sledi.
Can someone tell me what the word traces is in German, please? Anybody? Hello? Anybody? Nobody is willing to translate for us. So you just want the linguistic, what traces is? You want to know conceptually? You want
just a short introduction.
Okay, so traces. Stands for Transcultural Research Artist Curator Exchange Series. And
where are you reading this?
It's underneath the word traces on the logo of our website. T/R/A/C/E/S. So basically what it is, it's a project bringing together six partners, with three partners are co-organizing. And we're having a meeting in each of the co-organizing partners' hometowns. And the idea is that we're bringing together an international group of artists, researchers and curators into kind of a deeper connection with the local cultural context, so that the way the meetings are organized is ideally, in an ideal world, if everything was working as one had planned it, it would be like with four or five local artists kind of hosting the curators, showing them around to the places that they go to, the kind of things that are happening in the local cultural scene. And then making an exchange. So the idea is also that artists and cultural workers are very mobile professionally, and that part of that mobility is that when you're in different places, you pick up different things, different ideas, different ways of working. One of the reasons for the tea is that the eating and drinking with people is really a way to be very grounded in the place where you are, and so that we're also working remotely a lot. So in the within the project, we're working together via Skype, email, and as artists and cultural researchers, we're also usually working with people who are not where we're located, and so it was. Like the idealistic utopian vision of this was to bring...
Exactly, it's very utopian. Sorry, but...
Well, it hasn't quite worked, to be honest. The idea was to bring...
Cakes are much more, you know, based on the ground, so...
The cakes are very grounding.
How long lasts this project?
It's
established...
It's actually 18 months, and we started it in June last year, 2010, and we'll finish it in December 2011. And so we have three meetings, and then this is kind of an addition to the three actual meetings. It was we're having a partner meeting on Monday, Tuesday to deal with how we're going to do the production and the next steps. And so
gonna be your next steps, do you know already? Wait, I just didn't he would like to speak.
No, maybe he's just waiting to have his computer plugged in so he can do his presentation. That's all right, he's quietly there observing. Did someone get you a cup of tea, Tapio? Oh, you wanted coffee. Okay, excellent.
Traces then established for 20-25 months.
18 months.
For 18 months, and you will work till how long yet?
We started 6 months ago, And the idea, though, is that it's actually creating a platform for connection, exchange, interdisciplinary network. And so what we're actually really hoping, like Mindaugas and I have worked a lot on the website to try to make it so that there's a space. We've got promoting and inviting so that people can talk about a little bit about projects that they're doing, like when you're doing your broadcast, for example, I was putting this up there, or if someone is inviting participation in like a residency or something like that. So it starts to generate, another kind of connections between the different people. And we're also wanting to trace the kind of creative and artistic way that the exchange between people can sort of modify and infect and, you know, subtly change the way that someone works. And for me, like, I initiated the project with Philippe Franck from Transcultures in Belgium, and it was partly that we recognised that we worked together a lot with many different people in different places. And it was wanting to find a way to kind of to facilitate a different sort of exchange between people who might not otherwise connect or meet, and to provide opportunities to participate in, like, most of the organisations run a festival. So we had the first meeting in Ljubljana at the Irzum Festival run by Erzu. So this is where we met you.
This work. So you started then with the Irzum Festival in June, isn't it?
In October. That was our first meeting.
In October, yeah, okay.
And then from here we will have a meeting in Mons at the VIA Professional Media Arts Festival, as well as a couple of days just with the Traces group to really try and work also on some of the ideas about what is transcultural exchange, what does artistic mobility mean, what kind of survival strategies do we all have? Like, for instance, there's Miha has invented his own institution, Philippe has a longer running institution.
That's interesting, the most.
I mean, how you survive, I think, is a really interesting topic for everyone. And I think that artists and professional cultural workers develop different strategic networks, different ways of creating and exchanging value that are not necessarily based on monetary value or the same kind of the sense of a 9-to-5 job. So we're also wanting to try and collect some of the experiences that we all have and to share that kind of knowledge in a way that could be useful or interesting for other people. And we also have like a topic about sort of resistance in a way of like trying to push against the, you know, homogenization, commodification of culture and life in general, and finding a small space for something that's maybe a little bit more poetic or creative or unknown. And the final meeting is at Nida Art Colony in Lithuania, and it's brandly, and this is our third organizing partner, co-organizing partner, and it's brandly built, beautiful residency center on the Curonian Spit on the Baltic. And actually lots of German artists, I think Thomas Mann went there. There was a kind of artist colony there about 100 years ago. And the land is actually owned by the Vilnius Art Academy, and this is a brand new built. And so that...
You're hardly expecting this. Okay, you were talking too much. Yeah. What's this happened now on the...
Oh, look, Tapio's using a lovely Prezi for his Observer talk. Mm-hmm. Wow, you've whipped that up today. That's quite impressive. Before we're joined by Tapio Makala. One other thing is we're making a book and a DVD from the project. And so we're...
Who found this project? Who is the founder? Where the money comes from the project?
We're very kindly and generously supported by the European Foundation for Culture. And each of the co-organising partners has also brought matching funding to the project.
Okay, no, I'm just linking.
It was like a 2-inch thick application, I have to say.
I know. Radio Zona is also founding of this same institution.
I mean, I think they're interesting. I think because I was reading the white paper for intercultural dialogue and what that actually is while preparing the funding application, and the idea that it was also about listening to other people's experiences, like putting aside your own kind of filters or perceptions and really trying to understand something from another person's point of view or a different worldview. And I have to say, coming from Australia, that I'm sometimes... I don't know why it shocks me, but I'm sometimes shocked by how Eurocentric the European cultural world can be. And of course, that sounds like a little bit of a tautology, but it's, I think, interesting to look beyond your own borders. And so this culture program is really about getting people to make connections and to work cross-culturally. And like, we really hope that it will generate a sort of interesting, diverse, vibrant network that continues after the life of the funded project, and that, you know, people will keep working together or finding new ways to collaborate or exchange.
No, because I'm a little bit doubt about this project that involves so many collaborators, so many partners. What's happened after the project is end? It's just that collaborators meet, discuss, find maybe some interesting stuff. But what's happened in the end? What's the idea of the founder that wanted to bring so many collaborators together? But maybe this is another question, another topic for some other situation.
I think we have to wait and see what happens. Could I invite these guys to talk? We have 10 more minutes. Is that all right?
Of course. All right.
Thank you. That was lovely, Arena, to have a chat. So JB and Claudia have arrived today from Paris via the train, and they might have a little chat to us until Tapio is ready to give his observer talk. Now, JB and I had the pleasure of having a radio conversation once before in my studio on WNE, and that was beautiful. So tell me what you're up to. What have you been doing?
Actually, today I've been climbing trees, surprisingly.
Who were you climbing trees with?
A bunch of few friends, and I think his Bunting was organizing it. It was very surprising and quite exhausting also for me, because I'm not really into climbing usually.
It was nice. It was really quite physical. And I mean, when I was talking to Ella last night, she was saying that it's really interesting that someone like Heath Bunting, who's a very well-known net artist, is coming up from behind the screen and talking to people all day. And I love that he took us outside the building and climbing trees. And he's phenomenally agile. Like, he was scampering up and just so fluid and elegant. It was amazing. Yes, these guys were climbing the trees. I couldn't really climb the trees.
You did climb.
I climbed one very small low tree.
Praises Lounge. Praises and Radio Psona.
From Tuesday 1st to Sunday 6th, February 2011.
Praises and Radio Psona. Traces Lounge.